Numerous stakeholders have been watching closely over the past 2 years or so as Syracuse moved toward final adoption of a new lead paint ordinance. WAER's local government reporter Scott Willis reports the measure approved Monday by common councilors means city code inspectors can cite the presence of lead paint as a violation.
The ordinance was so important to the Central New York Community Foundation that it publicly advocated for its passage, a first for the nonprofit. The foundation has already committed $2 million toward education, outreach, and resources for landlords. Director of Strategic Initiatives Robin Smith says the city will start with high-risk areas.
I think that that's one thing that this legislation has done a great job in pointing out. By performing the environmental impact study, we're able to really see where the neighborhoods are that are in the greatest need and focusing efforts there first.
Syracuse modeled its legislation after Rochester's, which has made significant progress in reducing blood lead levels among children. Elizabeth Domikowski is program coordinator at the Central Eastern New York Lead Poisoning Resource Center based at SUNY Upstate.
In addition to the blood lead levels decreasing, their housing stock is better off because of it now. You need to account for all of these hazards, and if you can't cite for it, then you can't know which houses are hazardous.
With the enforcement gap closed, what's next? The Community Foundation's Robin Smith says they've given support to the Lead-Free New York campaign advocating for the rights of tenants.
Making the government aware that they should really change the policy statewide around rental registries and what is allowable and what is considered safe and affordable housing. I think one thing that we continue to find is that housing that is affordable is not necessarily housing that is safe.
She says there's also a shortage of qualified contractors to perform lead remediation.
Creating a pipeline of contractors who can do this type of work to support those grants that we saw come into the city and the county and some of the funds that the Community Foundation has provided, so that they're doing lead-safe practices when they're doing their contracting.
Smith says they also continue to reach out to new mothers to make them aware of the dangers of lead paint, from how to identify it and clean it to who to contact and how to get their child tested. Elizabeth Domikowski at the Lead Poisoning Resource Center says they still see children with blood lead levels so high they need to administer treatment to help the body rid itself of the poison.
But it only takes it out of the soft tissue. So lead can still be in the bone and it can still come out of the bone even after the child has been treated. So the level will usually come down, but then it will rebound back up. And this whole time that the child has the lead in their body, it is impacting their body,
causing numerous irreversible neurological, behavioral, and physical problems that last a lifetime. She says lead is not just a health issue, it's also a housing and equality issue that impacts the entire community. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.